Hi, this is Michael Simon, and you're on the road with Dane at WGN. You
need cooling. 720 WGN. On the road with Dane, live here in the Skyline Studio, high atop Chicago, and we talked about it. Some great things happening today that we're previewing, things that are great that are around the corner, and of course, things to plan for down the road. And a guy that's going to be a part of one of my absolute favorites, and I would always contend that it is the number one touring food event experience, and of course, with that higher purpose of raising the conversation for Heritage Breed Pork, Cochon 555, and Grand Cochon has been here for the last few years, and it's great to have. It used to be out in Snowmass, used to be out in Aspen as part of the Aspen Classic, and always supported it, and it's exciting to have it here again, and whenever we can have it here, and then have our hometown guy representing it, ready to take on the championship. I think we're ahead of the game. In studio, excited to have Chef Danny Espinoza from Cantina La Rita. Chef, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dane. Pleasure being here, man.
Yeah, well, it's great to have you here as the excitement builds. Now, this is the thing. There's so many great events that happen here in Chicago. There's so many different festivals and all that kind of stuff. Cochon is different, and we'll give the listeners a little kind of insight in it a little bit later on in the segment. But it's different because it's so much work, right? Mm-hmm. It's a lot. It isn't just like show up and give some samples out, you know, even if it's for a good cause. It's a lot of work, and there's a lot of, I think, pride and bragging rights on the line.
No, absolutely. Total craft. I mean, from the day you get your pig delivered from the farmer, and you hear some of the stories of what it ate, where it walked, how it lived, and more than anything, the appreciation level these farmers have. So that always, I don't know, it always gets instilled into my head of make sure you glorify this animal as much as you can.
Yeah, and there's that diversity in it as far as some of the dishes. We'll talk about those a little bit later as well. But I love to get, because you think about this as it happens in 10 to 15 cities around the country. Cochon 555 happens all over. Heritage Fire happens as one of the series. And it really brings in, from each one of those different markets and cities, some of the very best chefs that are there have participated in this event. And it's always great to get a little bit of the backstory of it. So let's talk a little bit about you. Of course, Cantina Laredo, you guys are knocking it out of the park. We've had John before. You've been on in other incarnations in the media, kind of sharing what it is that you do. But for you and kind of your journey on the food side, how did it all start?
It started living in the west side of Chicago, Humboldt Park. And, I come from a Mexican family from Michoacan. Mom didn't really let us play outside because, let's remember the west side in the 90s. And a lot of the times it was just helping her, dice onions, clean cilantro, warm up tortillas before my dad got home. And a lot of that was vacationing to Mexico once a year and just spending time with my grandparents, who were tamale makers for 50 plus years. Wow. So being surrounded by food all the time kind of, I don't know, it made me feel like I belong in the kitchen ever since a young age. And then I, culinary school comes about. Well, before culinary school, I started working in restaurants at the age of 16. I used to work at Carmichael's Steakhouse.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, that was my first job as a line cook, salad cook. And then from there, went on and met Carlos Gaitan from Mexique.
Yes.
And worked there for 4.5 years, learned a lot. Always had this idea and dream to go and live and work in France. And I did that in the south of France at a 1-star Michelin restaurant.
What was that like? Because it's one thing, and of course we're all very proud of kind of our food scene here and what it is that we have, and I'll contend you don't necessarily have to leave Chicago to be a great, acclaimed, celebrated mm-hmm. person on the culinary side. But when you think about it, as far as climbing kind of that mountaintop and going out and learning what it is, France is usually in that team photo of experiences. What was that like?
It was a challenge in a very positive way. Put it this way, my French chef, who was my culinary instructor, before I left, he looked at me and he said, "Daniel," he's like, "just remember, in France, we don't walk, we run." And that was always in my head. And I was like, wow, he's serious, man, because it's all about the sense of urgency. You always have to be doing something. And I'll never forget my first couple of days in Chef Simon Scott's kitchen. He asked me to whip some egg whites. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll just get the KitchenAid mixer, right? And he looked at me and he goes, "Ah, you Americans are so lazy." He's like, "Grab a bowl, grab a whisk, and start whisking." He's like, "What happens if electricity goes out?" He's like, "You guys are so spoiled." So it was that humbling aspect of, okay, I get it. You're not being mean. You just want me to know what plan B, C, D, the whole alphabet is. Like, what do we do? What if?
You got to know all the basics. You got to be great at all those building blocks so that you can move on and be able to do some of those other things. Now, Ashley and I were talking a little bit off the air about different careers that are out there. And some of them that you couldn't just pull anybody out and put them into. The restaurant business is hard. Being a chef is hard. It's long hours, mm-hmm. and it is a lot of work in order to get to the level where you're at. And is it the kind of thing that you feel like you had to be hardwired to do this? Like,
yeah.
You couldn't do anything else, right? You couldn't see yourself, you know, being an insurance salesman.
No,
or
not really.
Fireman.
I think the closest thing I would do would probably be a teacher. I wanted to be a teacher before I wanted to be a chef. And then working in the kitchen and then, you know, just going up the ranks. I mean, now I do feel like a teacher. You know, you have a crew of, you know, 20 plus cooks and they're learning from you how to do things better, more efficiently. And at the same time, I'm learning from them and then applying the same teachings that they're giving me onto wherever I keep going. One thing I do want to mention about France was I believe it humbled me completely into the sense that I got to relate to my parents really, really well because I was in a country where I didn't speak the language. I was in a country where I did not know my streets. I got lost various times and it was a lot of pointing and figuring things out where lucky enough, a lot of times with my broken French, they'll just say, oh, hablas español and they'll speak Spanish to me. But, you know, it was probably not the same that my parents, you know, went through coming into this country, but, you know, just a little bit, you know, that humble pie.
One of the things, too, and this is I think, something specific about cooking, about the food industry, about being a chef, it is kind of a passport, is that if you get good at that, there are universal skills, whether it's whisking or whether it's mm-hmm. just being able to handle or kind of run a kitchen, where you can, it's almost like a passport to the world, right?
Absolutely.
Because you can show up almost anywhere around the world and speak that universal language of cooking, right?
Yeah, I completely 100% agree. It's that's the only language you I think we share in the kitchen, you know, the cooking language, kitchen language.
Well, you guys are speaking the language of hopefully imminent victory, right? Coming up with Grand Cajon happening. Let the listeners know we're talking with Chef Danny Espinoza from Cantina Laredo. When we come back from this break, we're going to preview Cajon. We're going to preview Grand Cajon coming up in just, it's maybe a little over a couple weeks, some of the work that's going on in there. It as an event, it is one of those things you must not miss if you love great food. And of course, the great wines and everything. I mean, it's a full experience. We're going to talk about that when we come back. It's On the Road with Dane here, 720 WGN.
Yeah, I just want to tell you right now that
Hi, this is Stephanie Izard, and you're On the Road with Dane on WGN.
I really do believe that something's got a hold on me here.
I must be the
720 WGN On the Road with Dane. Hi, atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio. In studio with us, we've got Chef Danny Espinoza from Cantina Laredo, and we've been talking about Cajon 555, Grand Cajon, just around the corner. And Chef, you've been a big part of Cajon over the years. You understand the event, what it is, the higher purpose. You've supported other chefs who've been a part of it, and now it's an opportunity not only to defend your title here in Chicago, but represent like your own restaurant, your own vision, 100%.
Yeah, absolutely. I've helped out various friends in the past, a mentor. And it's nice to, you know, make decisions on your own and really test it out there and, you know, get that seal of approval. So now it's just, you know, as you say, defend Chicago. And it's looking good, man. I mean, I take signs, you know, for granted sometimes. It's September 15th. My birthday is September 10th. I turned 30. It's a good way to start 30. Mexican Independence Day, September 16th. And
so you've got the astrology out there,
yeah,
you got the charts, the graph.
Yeah, call it whatever you call it. But yeah, it's yeah. Most importantly, aside from those dates, I mean, it's all about execution and consistency.
And you guys have been doing that. I think to get to this level, this is a huge deal. And it's Cajon555.com to get in on some of the things, the experience that they have, the tickets that they have for it, if it's at Fulton Market. This year, like you said, on the 15th, and it's all about the chefs and the food and the creativity, but also there's a lot of great, there's amazing wines there. There's the Punch Kings. There's all sorts of spirits. It's really kind of a full experience, and again, we mentioned it's for that higher purpose of raising awareness for heritage breed pork, and Cantina La Radio is going to be represented. So talk a little bit about the restaurant, you know, because people are going to enjoy what it is that you're doing on the 15th, but they can enjoy it all year round as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So Cantina Laredo, as many years, you know, people have known it as Tex-Mex. And then this past year, I was invited to change a little bit of the direction here in Chicago specifically. It's one of our largest Cantina Laredos. And more than anything, it's a going back to the basics. You know, I think less is more is always my thought. Making handmade tortillas is I think, the start of the best Mexican food ever. Because it all starts with corn. I mean, if you open packs of tortillas, nothing wrong with it. But if you can make them, why not?
Yeah, well, exactly.
So small details like that. We always have a guacamole seasonal special, a ceviche seasonal special. And we play around with a lot of things that are in season. More than anything, it keeps the cooks, you know, on their toes, busy, and just keep pushing creativity. Because at the end of the day, that's what I enjoy, showing them that they can. They're not robots. You know, you don't just put stuff on a plate. Like, there's a why. There's a reason why things are on a plate.
Well, and keeping it simple is one of those things. If it's not broke, don't fix it on some of the, whether it's those tastes, those flavors, the techniques. Yeah. But also, too, is you keep it fresh, right? With seasonal stuff, you guys are going to be adjusting the menu coming up soon.
Absolutely. So we have fall and winter coming in. So, as you know, summer's almost over here in Chicago.
I don't feel like it should be. I hate to acknowledge that. Of course, I mentioned earlier, you know, there's Halloween decorations in the store.
Yeah.
It's August, though. Danny, don't push us into it yet.
I know. I'm just rounding. I was like, it's already September. Yeah.
So for the menu, you're going to have some different flavors, a little more hearty, right?
You know, yeah,
some more
comfort. A little heartier. You know, we're working on a short rib with some poblano grits, pickled crispy fried onions. And you know, I like tying the whole Midwest and you know, Mexican. It's funny because people are like, well, this isn't traditional. I was like, nobody said we're traditional. I mean, the sign says modern Mexican. And to me, that's just, you know, a way into how can we play with flavors and ingredients we source here in Chicago, in the Midwest. You know, because I'm never going to call my food traditional. The technique, the foundation is traditional. And then you just kind of take it and give it your own spin to represent who you are.
Yeah, your own vision here. And the way that the world works is just as we give up, even if we're resisting it, we're giving up summer, but then life gives us football season, right?
Absolutely.
It gives us something to say, like, oh, but then again, you know, there's the Bears, there's football, there's all of that coming up. And I'll contend, of course, the Bears are on the verge of something great. I think everybody can sort of feel it. But for the past, like, the best part of a Bears game was the tailgate, because typically they weren't doing that great on the field. And you're in on the tailgate situation as well coming up.
Yeah, so for a good chunk of my career, I've always done pop-ups, whether it was at my apartment or, you know, some random space.
See,
in the city.
That's when you know you were born to do this. It's like, at your apartment, let's do a pop-up, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. People still, you know, I work in a full-size restaurant. And I guess, according to my mom, I have a real job now. And people still request for me to cook at my own apartment because, I mean, it was some fun times. But, yeah, we're having a pop-up tailgating party at Burnham Harbor, parking lot of Soldier Field. And we're doing chorizo verde. So we're going to be giving away 150 pounds of chorizo verde. This is a little side project I'm working with my partner.
You're just going to be giving. So for people attending the game beforehand, this is the 5th, September 5th. And so there's an opportunity to go ahead. Like, if you find Chef Danny,
yeah,
you're
going to find me in the parking lot.
You're going to be there with the chorizo, right?
Yeah, so we're going to braise chorizo verde in my favorite Mexican beer. Then we're just going to char them on the grill. Add some green pico de gallo and a nice little telera roll. And again, you know, it's just free for the public. Making sure everyone's aware that green chorizo exists. It's a thing. And yeah, that's another, you know, little side project down the road. Where we're going to retail it and then sell it commercially.
We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for that, too. And so before we let you go for Cajon, for Grand Cajon, is the green chorizo, is that going to be on the competitive menu at Grand Cajon or no?
Yes, it is. Yes,
oh, wow.
It is.
Okay.
It'll be one of the three dishes that we will be making. And yeah, it's dear to my heart. Funny story is, it all started with me smuggling chorizo when I was 12. to O'Hare.
If you're going to be a smuggler, I guess chorizo's
yeah,
the best.
Yeah, like, it was so good. And I mean, at the time, I hate to say it, but they asked me what was in it, and my mom, she just looked at me like, you better lie properly. And, you know, I said it was vegan, and there was soy and celery, and I just named every green vegetable, and I had a good pound of chorizo last me about 3 months. Just, you know, trial and error, trying to make it in reading, and I think we have a great recipe.
Cashone555.com for information on Grant Cashone and seeing Danny there in person on the 15th. And for people who want to follow your adventures social media-wise and get out and see you at Cantina Laredo, what's the social media for that?
It is at Danny the Cook on whichever social media platform you enjoy.
And the website for the cantina?
CantinaLaredo.com.
Oh, it doesn't get any more any easier than that. Well, Danny, thanks so much. Good luck. You know we're pulling for you. And thanks so much for taking time out and being on the show today.
Thanks for having us, Neil.
Thank you. All right, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to send it to news. It's On the Road with Dane, 720 WGN.